Most of the songs in the Blam 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 repertoire were lyrics written by a friend of ours, Richard von Sturmer, who's now a poet and novelist. He's written several books. He had a whole lot of lyrics from the punk band The Plague that a lot of us were actually in, or a lot of us were part-time members of. This is during the late 70s. And a lot of his lyrics were still lying around, and he was happy for us to use them in the Whiz Kids and then in Blam Blam Blam. So we happily rearranged all these lyrics and charged around the countryside singing basically his ideas. There Is No Depression in New Zealand was one of his lyrics. It was actually the theme tune for a sort of cabaret show, a sort of guerrilla cabaret show that a lot of us were involved in about 79, 80. There is no depression in New Zealand. There are no sheep on our farms. There is no depression in New Zealand. We can all keep perfectly calm. Everybody's talking about World War III. Everybody's talking about World War III. There's no unrest in this country. We have no cold news. We have no drug addicts. We have no racism. We have no sexism. Sexism. No, there is no depression.
It was only towards the end of Blam 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 that I actually started writing some lyrics myself. I only wrote about four songs for the Blams, and I didn't feel that I really knew what I was doing. And about the time that the band split up, I'd gone about as far as I could with it. I didn't like what I was writing very much at that stage. Whatever it was, I felt that I had to get out and do and learn some things.
We went for a swim in the river. Happened under the bridge. They were throwing something away. We came too late to see. We were testing the water as the light disappeared over the ridge.
I left the country, lived in New York for a year, went to see a lot of bands, played in a lot of different groups, played drums in a lot of different groups, just sort of bummed around and went to see as much as I could. I had been in From Scratch prior to the whole Blam Blam Blam, the 3 years that the Blam 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 lasted. I'd been involved in From Scratch. In the first incarnation of it that I was involved with was essentially four people. It was Philip Dadson, the founder of the group, Wayne Laird, who at that stage was timpanist in the Auckland Symphonia, Jeff Chappell, who's a writer, now writes for the Sunday Star Times, and myself.
Mm.
Then when I came back, it turned into a three-piece. Jeff left, and when I came back from the States, we worked on another large piece called Drum Sing, which was, in terms of the writing, it was essentially largely a collaboration between Phil and me. Drum Sing was actually conceived as a film and music collaboration. So the whole writing of the piece was actually done with Gregor Nicholas, who ended up making the short film of it, and we worked on the structure with him so that it would make a good film. That was a fantastic experience. From Scratch seemed like such a fresh idea. It seemed like it was a pulling apart the tools of composition and
putting them back together in a really sort of organic way, and I was really excited by that. And I think the performances had a really exciting quality to them. It wasn't just going along and seeing a new piece of modern classical music. It was something. It had a lot more visual elements in it. It had a sense of combining a whole lot of different media and a whole lot of different ideas about what a large scale group performance experience could be. When I came back to 86, when I finally left, because the front lawn was really getting into gear then.
I don't want to hear nobody else telling me what to do.
We just wanted it to be a good live experience. We wanted it to really combine what Harry knew about the theatre and what I'd done in the theatre, and what Harry knew about music and what I'd done in music, and put them together and try and make a live experience. Once we had worked on that for two years or so, we branched out into film, because we were both really interested in film, and. Also, at some stage, after we'd been going for about 3 years, it seemed obvious that some of the songs should go into a record form. So that's how we made the first Front Lawn album.
Oh, how you doing? I haven't seen you for.
Yeah, it's quite a while, isn't it?
What are you up to these days?
Oh, keeping busy. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It's Kevin, isn't it?
What you call me?
Kevin. Kevin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John.
Mike.
Mike! Mike, yeah!
Oh, how you doing? I haven't seen you for... Oh, how you doing? I haven't seen you for...
Oh, how you doing?
I haven't seen you for...
Yeah,
that's quite a while, isn't it?
Yeah, so what are you up to these days?
Oh, keeping busy. How about you?
Oh, you know. So, where are you living anyway?
Well, you'd hardly call it living. I've lost my job. I'm
having quite a few emotional problems.
Well, Hamilton, Wellington, Palmerston North,
Greyland.
It's nice out there, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, how you doing? I haven't seen you for... how you doing? I haven't seen you for...
The front lawn was really, really existed to find... to find and build new vessels for ideas. I think at our best, in our best shows, there was something really special about what we did, and I still think that the live entity of what we did is probably some of the best work. Although I've got a real soft spot for the films, I think the best of the live shows, usually reasonably early on when we'd only just written an idea and we were presenting it for the first time. Before it got too polished. I think some of those shows, I think we're both really proud of those.
The beautiful things, the beautiful things, the beautiful things, we see them every moment of the day. We see them, we want them right away. The beautiful things, the beautiful things, we're full of desire every second, every moment of the day. Desire to touch, to have, to happen, to hold. The beautiful things, the beautiful things, the beautiful things, the beautiful things.
We come from the land of the new, from a better place than this, where everything's clean and fresh and new, and the people are young and handsome and true. But the world we live in is cold and it's dark and it's full of the dead, and the death and disease and the loneliness. Yes, the loneliness. And the heartache and sorrow and fear. But it's okay, it's alright, because on every shelf and every shop there's things. Yes, things.
Things from the land of the new.
A lot of what we were doing in the front lawn was we were saying, here's an idea, let's build a new form for it. You know, here's a situation, let's put it on stage in a way that's never been on stage. I think one of the things that I'm enjoying about this, about life after the front lawn, I'd have to say, is not having to invent a new form every time you have an idea. Well, the Muttonbirds, in a sense, is going back to. What I was doing in the when I was in Blam Blam Blam, although it's a different structure because I started this band and I sort of knew what I wanted to do with it when I started it. It is possible, I suppose, to look at Muttonbird songs and see an echo of something that happened with the front lawn. It's not the way I think when I write. I certainly don't think, oh, let's expand upon that front lawn idea. I can only write things about myself. I'm trying to work with what's close to hand, and there's a huge amount of voices. I mean, if people in New Zealand recognise a sense of themselves in what I write, then that's fantastic. But it's probably only a certain sort of people who are a bit like me. There's a lot of voices here that I can't get close to. I mean, I can't write about the experience of being a Pacific Islander from a third generation Pacific Island family in Auckland.
But even those people can still relate to something about a heater.
Blackboard, a heater, an electric heater. The elements were made of wire and clay. Reached out to touch and heard a voice say,
written songs ever since I was, a pre-teen, I suppose. I've always worked with lyrics and music, and everything I've been involved in, all of the various bands I was in before before Blam Blam Blam, and then including Blam Blam Blam, and then going off on a sort of music theatre tangent with The Front Lawn, they've always involved songwriting. I mean, I won't pretend that being a French horn player in the Auckland Symphonia involved much songwriting. I wasn't allowed to improvise at any point. But I've always, you know, even when I haven't been involved in a songwriting sort of project, I've been writing on the side, and some of those songs have actually ended up in the Muttonbird set and on the albums. I guess one of the things that I try to do is try and work with the way we talk in this country, and try and work with speech rhythms that I hear. Mm. But it comes from the desire to pick up. A phrase or a moment that feels like it's not going to fall apart after 6 months of singing it in front of people, and when you go through that process of subtraction and you discard the things that are going to fall apart, the things that are going to just disappear or evaporate or appear affected or fantastical or something like that, you are left with material that's quite close to home. You're left with real experience and with commonplace things, universal things.
Dominion Road is bending under its own weight, shining like a strip cut from a sheet metal plate, 'cause it's just been raining. Jane reached the point where she knew what it meant before it opened his mouth. He couldn't say the same, or he'd have guessed she was moving south with one of his friends. But it's getting
songs from the first record had really grown over a period from towards about the middle of the last year of the Front Lawn, about 1990-ish, to when we finally recorded, which was in early 92. A lot of them were about living, you know, at the end of Dominion Road. So a lot of them were about just things I'd seen, dreams I'd had, just in that place. And I guess I wanted it to have quite a strong sense of place about it.
I run by the petrol station. Dawn is almost breaking. The trees hang low above the road. Forest Hill is waking from sleep.
This new album moves around a great deal more. It's got some more songs which seem to be sort of right in the middle of a dream rather than from having your first cup of coffee after the dream. So that's a progression, I suppose. And I don't know where this next lot of writing's gonna take me. And it's not only me either. There's we're doing a lot more collaborative writing in the group now.
In my all the switches and fittings are new. I have tapped on the walls and I've paced out the floor, and I know every inch of the ceiling too.
I guess I had a fragment of melody in my mind that seemed to have like a big folky strummy sort of quality to it. We tried it. David ended up putting some guitar lines on it that reminded us of the Birds, and we just took it from there. I mean, we also in the recording we also used a Rickenbacker 12 string, which is a sort of trademark Birds guitar. Mm. And then we messed that up by using other guitars through sort of malfunctioning guitar boxes, so that there's a lot of weird sounds coming in and out. I think it's come out really well. It's a pretty straight up pop song, and there's a few of them on the album. Nairi's a pretty straight up pop song. It's just a simple story about a person in one particular place.
The plane touches down. Again, the retired couples from the Midwest and USA. They blink in the forest light and admire each other's shoes. I've seen a lot of new shoes today.
We've invested a lot in this band, a lot sort of personally and a lot. I suppose I've just sort of realised that I've discovered what I want to do after all these years. I've just got to the stage where we've made two albums with the Mutton Birds. It looks like we could make another five or six without running out of ideas and without running out of the desire to work with each other. And that's a fantastic thing to have just discovered. I mean, maybe I've discovered it quite late. I think I probably have. But along the way to discovering it, I've done some interesting things, which I'm quite proud of.
Mm.
But certainly this is what I want to stick at for a long time now.